opening up the second hour of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Thank you for joining us. We'll take you right into your Thursday evening as Matt Douglas and I will take you right up to 6. Then it's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. But we head to the hotline right now as we're ready to talk about Donut Fest. Well, that's got to get you excited, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Donut
I don't know
fest,
how
man.
It doesn't. Who doesn't love donuts?
Oh,
come on.
Man. Donuts, coffee. Sounds like this is going to be a lot of fun. Takes place on Saturday, February 10th. And Rebecca Skoch is on the line with us right now to talk about Donut Fest. Rebecca, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are lovely, and we've been really excited to talk about this ever since we were able to lock down an interview time with you yesterday. Now, this goes down on Saturday, February 10th, as we mentioned. For those that have never been to a Donut Fest, what are the details?
Donut Fest is a celebration of fried dough and coffee. We have vendors from all over the Cleveland area. They'll come in with their donuts, and people that bought tickets will get to sample each of the donuts, vote for their favorite. There's a DJ. There's a photo booth, there's coffee samples. So it's just it's a fun event. And people that love donuts love Donut Fest.
And as far as I understand it, if you get a ticket into this thing, you get to sample, it's like a half a donut or like a quarter of a donut with each stop that you make. Is that how this works?
Yes, at least a quarter of a donut. Usually people get a take-home box. We sell take-home boxes for a dollar. All of the money from that goes to the Greater Cleveland Food Bank. But you can't possibly eat all of the donuts.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge, Rebecca.
I'm welcome to be proven wrong.
Yeah, you put us up to that challenge. Like I say, between the two of us, we could probably do some damage. Now, as I understand it, too, there are judges on hand as well for different categories. What kinds of different categories are at this thing?
Well, we usually just do a judge's choice and a crowd favorite. But this year we've expanded. There's 12 different categories, including like best old-fashioned, most creative, best appearance. So we really expanded it this year. So, you know, pretty much everyone will go home with a title of some sort.
Rebecca, you mentioned this is a big opportunity for the coffee vendors out there as well. Are there categories for them, or are they just there to help you find something to dunk those donuts into?
Exactly the latter there. They're there to let you taste their coffees. You can buy beans to take home.
Sure.
Just sort of a way to get in touch with the artisan roasters that are doing work in Chicago right now. In Cleveland. I do it in Chicago, too, and it's coming up in a couple days, and I get confused.
How do you keep it all together, I mean, with all the venues you guys have going on?
Just, you know, trying to stick to one at a time. Cleveland, I'm from Cleveland originally, so it's a lot of fun to do the event there.
Sure.
It's really fun to go home.
We're talking about Cleveland Donut Fest with Rebecca Skoch here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. So I've got to ask, because you mentioned that there's one in Chicago, there's the one in Cleveland, which we've been talking about on Saturday, February 10th, and there's another one in New York City. So you take a look at those three cities, those three markets, Chicago and New York City, substantially larger than Cleveland. How does Cleveland fit into the mix here, and how did this come to Cleveland?
Cleveland actually sells out the fastest. Cleveland, the whole city is so amazing. Everyone we work with is just wonderful. And Cleveland, I brought it back to Cleveland because I'm originally from Sagamore Hills. So I grew up there, and I wanted to bring it back.
How long has this been around? How long has Donut Fest been around? Not just in Cleveland, but how long has it been around in general?
We've been doing it in Chicago. This will be our fifth year, and it's our second year in Cleveland.
And how, I mean, outside of the fact that it's actually expanded to three cities, which is clearly huge, in what other ways has this event expanded over the last 5 years?
Well, we've been really lucky to work with so many different vendors. The donut scene in all three cities has been constantly expanding. Donuts are sort of very hip right now. But there's a great mix of old school bakeries that I think everyone remembers getting donuts from when they were a kid. And then, you know, new hip kind of places, you know, that just opened. So there's a good mix of that.
I remember hearing about this event last year, and it was right around this time of year. I was talking to my younger brother, and he said, man, we should go to this thing. And then I think I went to the website only to find out that it was sold out. And, boy, it's crazy how this one in Cleveland sells out. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Chicago one is 10 days from today, and there are still tickets available, yet the one in Cleveland is on February 10th, which is somewhere in the area of 2 weeks later, and that one's already sold out. It's crazy how that works and just how it seems like the community here seems to get behind it, which leads me to my next question. Which bakeries are going to be at this year's Donut Fest?
Which bakeries? Well, we've got Holy Toledo from Toledo. We've got Brew Nuts, Madsen Donuts, Jack Frost, Peace, Love, and Little Donuts, the Vegan Donut Company, Urban Farmer, Fiona's Coffee Bar and Bakery, City Girl Donuts, Marianne Donuts, and Jubilee Donuts.
So this isn't just a Cleveland thing, then. This is a regional thing. This is Northeast Ohio here.
Yeah, things get a little bit spread out.
Yeah, not just Northeast Ohio. I mean, you got to go to Toledo, man. It's not Northeast. You're all over Northern Ohio, really. I mean, but that's pretty cool. I think it says a lot about the popularity of this event. And even though it's only been in Cleveland for a couple of years, it talks about just how far it's come. But I think it says a lot about the reach of this as well. I mean, when you get bakeries from that far away wanting to be a part of this, that certainly says a lot. Now, do you guys seek out these bakeries, or do these bakeries make some sort of a submission to you guys?
Both. The first year, we had to reach out to tell people what we were doing, and we sent out a lot of invitations, maybe 80, and only a few people were like, okay, we'll do this crazy thing that you've asked us to do. But then, yeah, a lot of vendors have come back from last year, and then a lot of vendors, we have like a waiting list, so as people ask to participate, we add them to the list.
Well, it honestly sounds like a win-win, as you pointed out there. You've got the vendors who were able to sample their donuts to anyone and everyone coming through, and as you pointed out, pretty much everybody's coming through can possibly come through.
Seems like a lot of donut vendors also. I mean, most donut vendors at least dip their feet into the coffee end of things. Now, you probably have a lot of that, but what coffee vendors are going to be there?
The coffee vendors are City Roast, Solstice Coffee, Joe Max Coffee, Heartwood Coffee, Erie Island Coffee, and then we have another beverage vendor, the Hartsware Family Dairy.
Wow.
So bringing milk.
You guys have it all covered here. I've got to ask them, because it sold out so quickly last year, sold out again this year. Are the plans moving forward to expand this?
We will try as much as we can. But it's sort of hard to do without angering one group of people. We don't want the donut vendors to have to make too many samples and push them too much. And we don't want people to not be able to try every vendor that's participating. So it's sort of finding a balance between those two things.
Sure, finding a happy medium can be difficult, I think, in almost any aspect. But, I mean, this is just such a cool idea. And, again, it says a lot about this event when it's sold out as quickly as it has. But I guess, you know, and we're getting responses already from people tuned in. But moving forward, how soon do you suggest people take a look to try and get in on the action for next year?
Well, while you're thinking about it now, you can go to our website, donutfest.com. And it's D-O-N-U-T, and sign up for our Cleveland mailing list. So make sure you click on the Cleveland news page. And we send out an email. You can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and we try to tell people in advance when tickets will go on sale. Last year they sold out in 3 hours. This year it took about 12. So you had a fair amount of time to get them if you were looking for them.
And I guess my next question would be, how does one become a judge for Donut Fest? That sounds like a job where there should be a line out the door for people trying to get a part of the action.
We do get a lot of interesting resumes from people that want to be donut judges.
I'd like to read those. I'm going to have to put one together here pretty soon, Rebecca.
Some people are very enthusiastic.
That's good.
About donuts.
I was just going to say that any of them that you could share that are clean enough to repeat on the radio?
Sure.
And if not, that's okay, but just curious.
I can tell you, I've got years of experience eating donuts, Rebecca. I was hip before it was hip, I think.
No, it's just a funny, like, sometimes we'll get judges that are absolutely qualified for the fest. I know in Chicago, one of our judges for, I think, almost every year he's a pastry chef who competes for the national team in Paris. And, you know, so sometimes we get that, but then sometimes we just get people that are like, I really love donuts so much that I should get to judge this. And I have to explain to them that, you know, we have food writers and pastry chefs, and we have a cop. So we have people that, you know, really know donuts.
I like that. That's good spirits right there.
Yeah, I like how you guys have some fun with that. No, that's really cool. Sounds like a really, really awesome event. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun to learn more about the process behind Donut Fest. And, boy, more importantly, what you need to do to get a ticket for next year, because this is obviously a wildly popular event. Thank you again for joining us, Rebecca. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks so much.
Again, Rebecca Skoch with Donut Fest. Well, I tell you what, man, that was a nice little audio resume you put together there.
Yeah, I tried. Threw that out there. Hey, experience. I like how she said they're hip now. I've been hip for a while. If eating donuts is hip, I'll say that. There's not much better out there than donuts, but as I mentioned, I've got years of experience eating donuts. I've had some of the best ones. I've had some of the worst ones, and frankly, that's the problem. How are you going to pick any of those as a winner, as a judge? Let's sit here and be frankly honest. Have you ever had a bad donut?
Yes.
No, come on.
Yes.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not.
Making it up.
Look, there are certain kinds of donuts that I just don't like.
You're
spreading
falsehoods.
Good old-fashioned glazed donuts are your cup of tea.
I love those. Those are my favorite.
See,
sometimes less is more in the donut world.
They're okay. A plain donut? No, thanks. I'm not doing a plain donut.
French crawler? See, I would agree with you to an extent that once I start eating them, though, they're one of those things. I've said this, I guess I do, about a lot of things, but even plain donuts, I'll start eating one and be like, oh, that's just plain. And then I find myself continuing to eat it and then looking for another one. Because I don't know why, but sometimes a plain donut just gives you, it's not super sweet, but gives you just enough of it. You think, wow, that was really good. I need some more.
There's two good places for a plain donut.
Yeah.
Either in the garbage or in a cup of coffee.
So you can dunk it.
See, but if you've got to do that to make your donut better, then it's not good. Why not get something else then? They've got all different kinds of donuts. And see, at this thing, by the way, that's an all-star cast. The vendors that they have at this thing, I mean, that is an all-star cast.
Getting them from Toledo, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable. So at this thing, I'm not trying a normal cake donut or a glazed donut.
Oh, I am.
I want to see what the best of the best have to offer. Don't give me your plain donut. I can get a plain donut anywhere.
What is a really good plain donut? Sometimes less can be more. You don't need to have to gussy this thing up and make it go.
Because part of the reason they have competitions like this is because people want to see the creative powers at work. How sweet can you make it? How much cream filling could you put in there?
I saw the lights go off. The cream filling would be where you probably lose me on that. But other than that, if you overdo it with the cream, that might be the one time I'd say you have a bad donut. But even that, I mean, it's hard to really screw that up. So that's the one time. I might be with you on the fact you could have a bad donut. But I don't know. I like to. Come on. I mean, plain. You can have. If you have the best plain donut or the best glazed donut out there, that's something to take pride in. There should be categories. Cream filled. Oh, man. I want a part of this. I want to go be a part of Donut Fest. I got so many ideas.
I'm going to have to
get that resume ready.
Next year, we should do a remote from Donut Fest.
That'd be fun.
You know how awesome
that
would be?
We gotta figure that out, yeah.
Number one,
we just talked about this the other day. We need to figure out how to make that a thing. Let's make that happen.
I would crush coffee all day long. I'd be bouncing off the walls, and then I would try every donut imaginable at this thing. But see, even if we're not working this thing, Next year, now that we have at least an idea as to what we need to do in order to get tickets to this thing, like, I'd camp out overnight for something like this.
Yes, 12 hours. I like how she said, so you had a little more time, 12 hours.
Yeah.
First year it was 3 hours. This year it was 12 hours.
This just sounds so awesome. Mm-hmm. Different kind. I love coffee, so different kinds of coffee and all these wonderful donuts, man. I mean, I would at least try a quarter piece of as many as I possibly could, mm-hmm. just to see what the fuss is about at some of these places. But I see, here's the thing too. You can't just have a quarter of a piece of
a
Long John.
Right.
You know, and if you're going to get a quarter piece of a Long John, I don't want the very end.
I'm sure they'll
I want
sell
the middle with the cream inside of it.
Yeah, I'll take the end. Donuts, that's where I'd be content.
Donuts don't always have a long shelf life either.
That's true. But that's where you get the box. You can take it home. Buy it for $1, throw some in there, go through the round once, then turn around and go right back through it again.
Man, this sounds awesome.
There's got to be scalpers out there selling tickets. I'm believing that.
Well,
something that sells out that fast.
We've thrown the studio number out there several times, so if you have tickets to this bad boy, you know where to go. You know who to call anyways, and do not call the Ghostbusters. They can't help you in this situation. All right, we need to step aside for a quick commercial break. Matt Douglas and I will return after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.